Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 217. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a brand new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Welcome to the podcast where I share my feelings, where apparently, according to last episode, I talk about my favorite number for 25 minutes or so. The number's 216 if you didn't listen. So thanks for putting up with that. Hopefully it was helpful for you. I can't even count that high realistically. So we made it through. So hopefully it gave you something to think about. Go back and listen to that episode if you haven't. But for today, no more numbers, straight to the point. Something really simple that I realized a couple years back that kind of honestly has set me free in a sense, free to just do my case thing. Never really like feel guilty about it, overthink it, be self-conscious about it, question anything to do with it. You know, free to be a dude who, you know, is somewhat of a jock, I suppose, who listens to house music, but who also, you know, has a softer side and talks about his feelings, who is now free to post cheesy quotes, to do what I'm passionate about, to do my bad dance moves, to post selfies, to invest in what I love doing and building businesses around it, all that, just free, you know, free to do those things and not overthink it. And free because I've realized that everything I want to do or everything that I'm curious about, I'm free to do it. I'm free to do it for myself and no one else. And there's no justification needed for that. There's no approval needed for that. There's really no motivation needed beyond the fact that I simply want to do something. That's it. That's it. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode, that you are free to do something simply because you want to do it. End of sentence. No more explanation, no more rationale needed. You want to do it? That's enough. So that's what I want to talk about in this episode. And to start, here's my quick like anecdote about what reminded me that I wanted to do this episode. Last night, classic Case fashion, I was watching YouTube videos, you know, just great stuff, funny dog compilations, gaming videos, my high school lacrosse highlights, you name it, you boy was watching it. And, so late night YouTube sesh, ended up watching something on Barstool. You know Barstool, you probably know their IG account, but this was on the YouTube channel. And it was with Dave Portnoy, El Prez, who's the guy who started Barstool. And let's take out our opinions about the guy out of the equation here. He can be a bit of an a-hole, kind of polarizing at times. But there was this interview with him from like 15 years ago when he was first starting and building Barstool Sports, which, if you know Barstool, it's blown up. It's huge. It's one of the biggest media companies in the world. And at that time, 15 years ago, he threw a party for like readers or something in Boston. And he threw it at this bar called Ned Devine's. And it was an 80s theme dress-up party, right? And this local TV station was there, and this woman was interviewing him. And she was like, oh, awesome party. You did a really great job. So she goes, so Dave, why an 80s party? And he goes, well, I like the 80s. And then it's kind of quiet because you'd expect more of an answer than four words. And she goes, okay, cool. So why Ned Devine's then? And he goes, I like Ned Devine's. I watched that. I just thought that was so freaking funny. Like, just the way he answered it, for sure. But what more justification do you need? You know, you threw an 80s themed party at Ned Devine's because you liked the 80s and you liked Ned Devine's. That's it. That's all you need to know, right? I love that answer. And Dave's obviously a bit of a character, but I like that. It reminded me of what I want to talk about today, that in life, when it comes to things that you love or like or are curious about or whatever, things that inspire you, things that entertain you, that make you feel creative or alive, you name it, you don't need any more justification for doing it or why you're doing it beyond simply wanting to do it. I really don't think you need to justify your passions, your hobbies, your outfit, what you eat, what you drink, and so on. I really don't. You don't need to justify your decisions. You don't need to justify being single, being in a relationship, looking for a new job, moving cities, changing outfits, well, you name it. Because I've learned that it's okay, it's more than okay to do those things for yourself simply because you want to. That's it. Period. End of sentence. No more than that. It's like, it always reminds me of that scene in Step Brothers when Brandon and Dale go to that interview together wearing their stupid tuxedos, and the woman keeps trying to talk, but they're like, nope, shut your mouth, shut your mouth. And that's kind of it. I want to tell you that, you know, when you feel the need to keep talking out loud or try to justify why you're doing something or explain why you're doing it, respectfully, I just kind of want to be like, nope, shut your mouth. Nope. You don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. You know, you want to do something. You want to try something. That's enough reason. Start there. You don't need any more reason, any more explanation, any more rationale than that. So that's the vibe. That's what I want to talk about here. And I think it's powerful. As simple as it is, I think it's pretty powerful. And this isn't an episode where I'm just going to be like, you know, hey, stay in your lane. Like, who cares what other people think? Who cares? I agree with that, but that's not particularly helpful. This is more of like a reminder for you and for myself, of course, of why you do things in life, like as a starting point. Why do you decide to do something? Why do you decide to start something or try something? Why do you do what you want to do? At the end of the day, outside of, you know, maybe the selflessness that is required of you when it comes to things like family or relationships or raising children, I think you should be centered in doing things for you simply because you want to do them. And to realize that it's okay to do things just for yourself. No explanation required beyond the fact that you want to do it. You want to throw an 80s themed party? Do it simply because you like the 80s. You want to write a book on 17th century apple picking? Do it simply because that interests you. You want to finally know what it's like to bench 225? Do it simply because you want to. You want to move to Miami or LA simply because you've always wanted to live by the beach? Do it simply because you want to. That's the vibe. And obviously, I'm not living in La La Land here. I realize that it's not always possible to think like this. Life isn't that simple. You've got responsibilities and things are complex. But this isn't some narcissistic thing. This is an idea that is just freeing to me. And it's kind of like just back to the basics of being young and a child. That when it comes to things that make you happy or fulfilled or engaged or just curious, you should first approach those things simply because you want to, just from your own heart and your own soul. That's it. No filter, no rationale beyond that. And that means taking guilt out of the equation, taking rationalizing your why out of the equation, taking self-consciousness out of the equation. When you want to make a decision, but you start considering what your parents would think, what they think you should be doing, when you start considering what the internet will think, what your employer will think, what your friends might think, and so on, you end up so far away from making decisions for you. And that's no good, right? We know that's no good. And so I really think it's okay to make decisions, to do things in life for the simple reason that it makes you happy, that it makes you satisfied, that it makes you fulfilled, that it makes you smile, curious. That's it. And I say this because I have found that decisions from that place of truth are more powerful than decisions that you make based on how they will be received or based on what someone else might think. These are real decisions and they're true, and it leads you in real and true directions. And I'll talk about that in just a minute. But I think this is really powerful. For one, you think about how you build confidence in life. I think the easiest way to build confidence in life is the easiest way to build confidence. And that doesn't come from the big high level things like, you know, asking out someone at a coffee shop or getting jacked and loving your body all of a sudden or making a presentation to 100 people and getting applause. It can come from the easiest, simple decision in life. And those are right in front of us all day, every day. Doing something for you simply because you want to. No other reason, no other rationale required. You do it. You do it. And the more you do things for yourself like that, the more you realize that there's never was or there isn't any rationale required beyond that. And that builds your confidence. It does. Just do it for you. You know, don't worry about it if it will lead you to being recognized or cheered for or applauded. Don't worry about it if people will think it's silly or a waste of your time or immature. You know, don't worry about it if other people think you're making the wrong decision. You really don't need a reason other than you want to try something. You don't have to justify whether you deserve what you're going after. You don't have to justify anything about it when you start, right? Simply start because you want to. And I'm talking about literally anything here, big or small. If you want to go to a movie alone, do it. If you want to sit in a park alone, do it. If you want to start a blog, a podcast, have at it. Love it. If you want to start playing golf when you're 40 years old, try it. If you want to dye your hair blonde, give yourself bangs, or totally change up your appearance, have at it. Simply because you want to. And I really think we owe it to ourselves to try to think more like this. Because to my point, not only do I think it builds your confidence to start making decisions based on your interest and your interest alone, but I think this is really like the purest way to celebrate yourself, who you are, what drives you, what you're curious about. It allows you to celebrate the little things in life, the little beautiful choices you have, the opportunities to do what you want to do while you can do them, the opportunity to be curious about something and chase it until you're satisfied. And that's like, isn't that the purpose of life? But I think far too often we kind of handcuff ourselves by not letting "I want to" be reason enough to do something. We tend to discount that as a reason to do something, a reason to do something that interests us or try something new or go at something alone, because we always try to justify our decision based on whether we deserve to do something, whether we can be good at it, whether it will be accepted, whether it will be celebrated, whether it will be frowned on, laughed on, you name it. And we don't necessarily do this overtly, but like we do it. This is subconscious stuff. Like even in doing this podcast, I've been doing it for 2 years. I've gone through many periods of time being like, why do I do this? Like early on, I was like, why do I put so much effort into this? I'm not making any money. Not a lot of people are listening. And then as it got more popular, I was like, why do I do this? Like, I mean, man, now that people are going to think I'm some softy, or I'm like the feminine because I'm sharing my feelings. Like honest to God, like these kinds of thoughts. But like, I've really tried to move on past that and become rooted in shutting down those thoughts. And instead being like, why do I do the podcast? Because I want to, man. That's all it is. Because I want to. And that's where it started, and that's where it still is. And obviously, okay, now it's bigger than that, and my motivation has led somewhere else. It's led to realizing that it can help people, I can make a living from it, and so on. But it started with, I simply want to do this. That's it. And it's the same with other like really silly examples. Why do I work out? Because I want to. Why do I like ripped jeans? Because I like ripped jeans. Why do I like house music? Because I like house music, and so on and so forth. And this is really obvious stuff, but I just think that your motivation to do something should start with a simple, because I want to, because it interests me, because I like the way it tastes, because I'm curious about it, whatever. Let that be your starting point. I think it's a powerful approach to life like this. And I could be a broken record here if you listen to the pod, but you are alive. And because you are alive, you always have a choice. I talked about this last episode, 216. You always have a choice in life to interpret life as positive or negative. You have the power to look through a lens in life that you choose. Is everyone out to get you? Is life all bullshit? Or is life, you know, equitable? Is it a balance? Does one door close mean another door open? Like, you get to make that choice in your head, right? the choice to see life that way. And I think it's the same idea when it comes to simply doing things because you simply want to do the things. You always have that choice as a starting point. You always have the choice to do something or make a change simply because you want to. And yeah, that could lead you to realize that it won't work, or it's not for you, or it's more complicated than you thought. But as a starting point, yeah, it's great. As a starting point to anything, that's all the reason you need, because you want to. And I think we all owe it to ourselves to think like this, because in addition to the beautiful gift of choice that we've all been given as humans, as living, breathing humans, we've also been given these complementary gifts, these superpowers that make this choice even more powerful. We have the ability to feel, to be excited, to give, to heal, to smile, to inspire, all these things. We have the ability to learn from our experiences, the ability to then decide what to do next. So with that, it's like, what's wrong with approaching something from a perspective of simply wanting to do it? And then from there, letting it make you feel, letting it excite you, let it heal you, let it inspire you, whatever, and just take it from there as a starting point. No recognition required, no money involved, nothing about your parents or your employer or your ex or the internet, nothing, nothing at all, just as a starting point. That's the vibe, right? Do something simply because you want to do it. See that as your starting point, see where it takes you, and live your life that way. Like, I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but I went to Notre Dame for college, and in my 4 years there, I majored in Chinese and Arabic languages. It was a double major, a double whammy. You know, me, a tall, lanky, white dude from Chicago, and it was a confusing vibe, certainly. Like, why did I do that? The answer is, I simply did it because I wanted to, simply because it interested me, right? You know, I've got some weird interests, I suppose, to be like that. And, you know, $50,000 a year later, 4 years later, I graduated with a pristine cum laude degree in those languages. And to be honest, I was never really worried about what it would mean to do that double major. I was never really concerned with what other people would think. I was like one of like 10 people in this major. It was insane. None of my friends were even knew that was an available major. I was never really concerned with that. I was never really concerned with whether I could get a job with that degree either. I studied those languages simply because I wanted to. And now 10 years later, yeah, I no longer use those languages. It's true. But it led me in a powerful, authentic direction in my life. And I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just fine. If I had stuck with what was my original thinking that I needed to be pre-med, because I can get a good job, my brother is a doctor, I'd be respected, I'd make money. If I had stuck with that, I'm really convinced I would be miserable right now. So I'm grateful for myself that I didn't do that, because I was drawn to something that I wanted to do simply because I wanted to do it. And the more I dove into it, the more I realized that it was the right thing to do. And I kept following it and following it. And here I am, somewhere completely different, and I'm fine. I'm fine, you know? All because I think I didn't discount my original motivation. I didn't discount my why. I wanted to do it, and that was enough for me. I was curious about it. I wanted to try it, and that was enough for me. So obviously, take my example as an example. It isn't gospel. You can't make every decision in life from a place of I want to. That would be a kind of anarchy. But you know what I'm saying here. Let's be on the same page. You use this as a starting point in life. You want to start looking for other jobs simply because you want to? Have at it. You want to do something creative simply because you want to? Do it. You want to be single for longer simply because you enjoy the time alone? Have at it. Keep being single. Do it for you. See where it leads you and call it a day. To my point, I think this mindset will lead you in directions that are true to you because the starting point was true to you. And when you start from a place of authentic motivation, I think it can only lead you in great areas, great journeys, you know, truly areas where you can discover what you're about, what you need, what you want. And even if it means you do it alone for a while, you're enjoying it. And that's the beautiful thing about life, to be able to do that without ambiguity, to be able to do something without guilt or without expectation, that's really freeing. So that's all I want to say with this episode, that, you know, don't be afraid to do something simply because you want to do it. don't be afraid to try something, start something simply because you want to do it. That is more than enough. You don't need a 10-year plan attached to it. You don't need more rationale than simply wanting to do it. You don't even need to tell anyone else that you're doing it. Do it for you simply because you want to and see where it leads you. So that's it. I'll leave it right there. I hope that was helpful. If it was, I'd love if you'd share this podcast with a friend. New episodes every Monday and every Thursday. And thank you for all the support as always. Be sure to check out newmindsethoodis.com if you're digging what I have to offer. Let me know what you think on Instagram or text me. My number is in the description. And that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.